Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Much for joining me and my co-host on the show today. It's such a delight to have you on this beautiful day where I am. In fact, you know, yesterday was absolutely stunning. The day before that was a very beautiful day. You know, it's been a busy weekend. It has been a busy weekend for me. How about you? How was your weekend? Well, we had a busy weekend. We were doing some things. And I had to take a day just to relax for a minute, just to relax. But I hope you had a gorgeous and great weekend. My co-host, Dr. Lake, is joining us today. Dr. Lake, how are you doing?
Doing great. Just playing catch-up.
I know. I guess that's a good thing. That means that we're busy. That means that we're trying to, I guess, make things happen. So I'm not complaining, but I tell you, sometimes you just have to take a break. And I'm learning to start taking breaks. But, I'm learning to start taking breaks, and I had to take one. I mean, it's been a long time since I just took some time, but I did this weekend after we finished with our fundraising event, which was very successful. Thank you to everybody who helped us with that. As you, some of you may or may not know, we're doing our best to support a school here in the area. We're delighted about that. We've been just doing some things trying to make them one of the best schools in the area. So we're excited about that. But listen, for those who may be new, oh, welcome to the show. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And I say it all the time, especially to my faithful listeners, some of you have been with me since day one when I started out on my very first show. Wow. Thank you so much for your support, your encouragement. We're hoping to launch into some new things, hopefully. So thank you so much for that. And listen, if you would like to dial in, please feel free to dial into the show. We would love to hear from you. We really, really would. We'd love to hear from you. So just feel free to dial in 215-383-3838. What is my number? Y'all have to forgive me. I'm trying to do several different things. We got people coming in, and I'm trying to help them to get in. But listen, if you want to dial into the show, you give me just a minute. I used to know that number by heart, Dr. Lake, and I don't remember it anymore because I'm always looking at it, so I don't make mistakes. 215-383-3872. How could I forget that? 215-383-3872. Just push option one. You'll be put into the queue for questions. But listen, we're going to dive right in today. I have several things that I want to share with you today. As you know, for the last few months, I've really been dealing with relationship issues. I've been dealing with quite a few relationship things, and I do it because most of us are in some type of relationship, whether it's a business relationship, a significant other, relationship with children. It doesn't matter. We're in relationships, and we want to share wonderful information with you to enlighten, inform, and entertain you, but we also want you to be careful and to be wise in your relationships. Well, I also like to share business ideas and business tips, too, with those who are small business owners, because one of the missions of this particular show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And I know some of you are probably wondering, well, how do we do that? And we used to tell you all the time how we did that. How do we do that? How do we try to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work? Well, the way we do it, we would have all kind of interviews on the show from different industries. We had people from the entertainment industry, the business industry, the sports industry. And we kind of moved away from that because there were some things that we wanted you to know, some series that we were doing. And we will start having interviews again. We definitely will. There's some folk that I really am looking forward to having on the show, so you just stay tuned. I'm just really looking forward to that. So we do our best to bring great information to you, whether it's related to sales, pricing, branding, marketing, internet, social media, trends in the industry, whatever it is. We try to bring information to you that will be beneficial to you. And today, I want to do the same thing, Dr. Lake, and right after this break, right after this short break, I want to go into a topic that I have to know about, and you may already know about it to some degree, but I bring it to you because I want you to be careful. I want our listeners to be careful. So when I come back, we're going to dive into our first segment right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right, and we're delighted that you're here. Well, listen, first topic that I want to talk to you about today, and Dr. Lake, I know you're going to have something to say about it. But listeners, I want you to be careful out there, especially when you're going to the doctor. When you're going to the doctor and you know that you may be having surgery or you may have to go under, they may have to put you to sleep, you may have to use an anesthesiologist, I want you to be careful. And I'm going to tell you why I want you to be careful, because there are doctors out there, your doctor may be one of them, that have phony medical degrees. Mm. Who knew possible for a doctor to practice medicine and not have a degree to do it? Well, it's absolutely true, and it has absolutely happened and has happened to people. And typically what happens is doctors will go into practice, they have degrees, or they used to have their medical degrees up on the walls in their offices, or you could see them displayed in various practices. Well, federal agents have identified 12,500 graduates of 40 fake schools. And these medical doctors, a lot of them have purchased their degrees. Some of them may not have even practiced surgery or had any type of pre-med classes. And you have to be careful going into doctor practices today. Dr. Lake, I'm sure you've probably heard of similar stories, but have you heard of that?
Yeah, unfortunately I have. I didn't know that it was becoming more and more widespread, particularly since the Internet and Google and all those things make confirming information so readily. Wow, that's just, wow, a growing trend.
It is. It is actually a growing trend, and the reason that it's coming to light now, more so, like you said, than most people realize, is because there are doctors that have been practicing and have performed procedures and have suggested certain medical practices, and people have lost their lives as a result. They've lost their lives as a result of it. One doctor, and of course I won't name anybody, I won't do that, But there was one doctor who claimed that he was a medical doctor and recommended that someone go off of their medication, and he and his partner recommended a concoction that they had made. And so the patient used their antidote, their medicine, their concoction, whatever, and died as a result of it. And then there were others who have actually died as a result of people who are saying they're doctors and they really aren't doctors. And that's why I think it's coming to light more and more, because people are actually losing their lives as a result. So to all my listeners, what we are being encouraged to do, if you haven't been with your doctor for years and years, especially your medical doctor, especially if you're having surgery, like I said, and especially if you will have to have an anesthesiologist, they are suggesting that you make sure that you do a background check, make sure that you check their educational records, and you can do that. Make sure that you check all those things and make sure that they are legitimate. And there are educational organizations out there that list legitimate universities and schools for medical doctors. So I just want to make sure that you stay safe and that you don't become the victim of people who are trying to get rich off of people and they don't even have medical degrees. So please, please, please be careful. In fact, Dr. Lake, I think a young person died as a result of a gentleman claiming to be doctors, and they really weren't. And then I heard of someone else recently. There were some doctors that were practicing, and they were bringing illegal medical supplies and pills and things. It was coming into our country illegal, and they were using those things, and some of those pills had bacteria, and it caused the death of someone. So we've got to be really, really careful and mindful of who we go to when we are going to the doctor. And it's sad that it has to be that way, but that's the world that we live in right now. Careful, everybody. The other thing that I want to kind of chat with you all about is, and I haven't done a lot with my small businesses. I haven't shared a lot with my small businesses, but we actually did a series some time ago, Dr. Lake, you might remember, where we talked about customer service experiences. And this topic is coming up over and over and over again, so much so that, you know, people are doing more write-ups about it. And I wanted to reiterate some things in regards to customer service. And I recently had some customer service experiences, and I had to share with some managers, again, in regards to good customer service experience and what it means. Small businesses, what really drives a small business are your customers. And knowing if you're delivering the level of service that customers expect. Most customers want to get their problems resolved fast, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so you ask, what makes a good customer experience? And some of you already know. Dr. Lake, for you, what makes a great customer experience for you? And I'm going to share some comments that others have made, but when you go into a business or you go to an establishment for services, what makes for a good customer experience for you?
Genuine warmth and sincerity in how they greet me or make me feel when I talk with them or enter into their presence. Being helpful, being quite helpful, and not pushy. You know, trying to sell me something, but I like people to be helpful. And then a good knowledge of what's available, what's going on, or what the business has to offer. Those things can quickly help me make a decision.
Well, you know what? Once again, and Dr. Lake and I, we didn't talk about this before we came on the show, but the question What is the most important element of a satisfying customer service experience? People said 32% of them said not having to repeat myself, not being passed on to someone else. And, Dr. Lake, 28% said just what you said, friendly, knowledgeable customer service person. That's what they want. And then 24% said resolving the problem on the first contact. How many times have you gone to a place and you wanted someone to help you and answer your questions and nobody could be found? What makes customers unhappy? The top answer, what is the most frustrating aspect of a poor customer service experience? The top answer, 36% said not being able to reach a live person for support. That is very frustrating. I've been in stores and I walk around and around trying to find somebody for help. Couldn't find them. Couldn't find a soul. In fact, just recently, last week, I called two major companies. I called their names right now. You would know them right away. The phone just rang and rang and rang. Nobody picked up the phone, doctor. And when I called back, it kept ringing and ringing and ringing. No one picked up the phone. I called again because I really needed to speak to someone at the store. So I said, oh, well, maybe they're really busy. Maybe something happened. Well, then I called back again, and the phone rang, and someone picked it up and hung it up. And they picked up and hung up again. And so I became so frustrated. I'm saying, wow, I wonder does corporate management know that their employees are not answering their phones and they're hanging up and not delivering customer service? I think they would be very frustrated to know that. And so there are a lot of people out there who feel just like I do. Not being able to get somebody is very frustrating. Not being able to resolve my issue or find information online, 20% of the respondents to this survey said, hey, not being having my issue resolved is really an issue for me. And then also we have older consumers who are getting frustrated, very frustrated that they can't reach a live person to help them. 38% of those over age 55 say it's frustrating. But on the flip side, only 23% of those who are 18 to 34 are frustrated when they can't get the help they want. Younger consumers are more interested in finding their information online. And 35% say the most frustrating aspect of a poor customer service experience is not being able to resolve the issue or find the information they need online. And I'm kind of in the middle there. I mean, if I can't get a person, I'll just jump online. I don't know. What do you do, Dr. Lake? I just jump online and see if I can find it. What do you do when you can't get the information you want?
Jump online like you. I do my own search, and most of the time I'm able to find it, and I go, wow, they just lost me as a customer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think probably with older consumers, those who may not use the Internet as much can imagine it's got to be very frustrating to try and call and can't get what you need. So what channels do people prefer to use when they get help? What channels do they tend to want to use? Most younger consumers in general, of course, the phone is the preferred way to help. But some people want to do business through email. Some want live chat. And for those who own businesses, if you have a small business, you're thinking about going into business, or you know someone who's in business and they're wondering why things may be a little off in their business, a lot of people prefer to get help by phone. Others would rather have email. Some want live chat. And this goes back to what I used to share with you, know your customer, know who you're working with. However, because of the different age groups, different age differences, lots of times various generations desire information differently. For example, email tends to be a more popular way to get customer service assistance for those who are between 18 and 34. Who knew? Between those between 18 and 34 prefer email, while the phone is second, the second most popular channel for those 18 to 34. For those who are 35 to 55 in that age range, it's actually reversed. They prefer to use the phone more often than email. The phone is more important, the most important way, and then email. But just because consumers may be older or younger, don't just assume that they don't use digital channels to get help, because a lot of people do, are using digital channels. And even among those who are 55 and up, almost half of them, 40% of them, go online for customer service. So I think what I'm wanting you to understand, those who may be looking at going into business, those who are in business or have small or large businesses, some of the lessons that we can learn is, one, provide different channels, different options for people to get assistance. Give them the options that they want, and the only way you're going to know what they want is through asking, and that's going to be my last point that I'm going to make today. I want to share with you, how do you find out what customers want? And then maybe even implement live online chat. Dr. Lake, do you do online chat, or have you used online chat to help get assistance or technical help with issues before?
Well, I offer Skype and FaceTime online counseling now.
And a lot of people really like that. I mean, I like
that's
it.
Right.
I really like
don't
it.
Have to.
I really
that's
enjoy
right.
it. And, yeah, and then it says don't make customers wait. Don't make customers wait. Like, I kept dialing. I dialed and dialed and dialed and couldn't get anybody. And I made a decision that maybe I don't need to use that company. Maybe I don't need to use that vendor anymore. And then the last one is listen. Listen when your customers tell you what they think and what they feel. Sometimes people get really offended. I don't know about you, Dr. Lake, but some people get really offended when their customers are sharing with them, listen, I had a bad experience. This would make it better for me. But I welcome that kind of information, that kind of feedback. What about you?
Good feedback, and you got to be open to constructive criticism. Anything that will allow you to grow and attract more customers, be open to it.
Absolutely. And I had a question that, let's see, I just got a question, Dr. Lake, and I'm going to let you help me with this, but it came in. Let me read it. It says, hold on a second. It's in regards to what we were talking about earlier about doctors who claim they have medical degrees and they just might not. Someone called, let's see, it says, what advice would he give someone who had eye surgery and contracted an infection and the doctor does not offer any concern and plan to take time away? Wow, this was actually from, let's see, let me read that again. What advice would he give someone who had eye surgery and contracted an infection and the doctor does not offer concern but plans to take time off and go on vacation? Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Okay, things that I want to say to that, I really, really do. Dr. Lake, what do you think about that? First of all, well, I'm sorry. I was just getting ready to answer, say what I felt. But this young
well,
lady.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
That, yeah, okay. Well, what I want to say is, listen, there are medical boards. There are medical boards in your area that you can contact. If you contracted an infection and this doctor shows no concern, and they're looking to take time away and let somebody else deal with what they did, there are medical boards that you can contact. You can also contact an attorney.
That's right.
You can contact an attorney and let them know, listen, I went to this doctor and I contracted an infection as a result of what they've done, and they do not want to correct it, and they're going out of town and letting someone else handle it. The first thing, of course, the medical board, but then also an attorney. And if you cannot afford an attorney, listen, bar association in your area, especially those who may be disenfranchised or those who may be older, if you cannot afford an attorney, those lawyer referral agencies can help you in your area. And I'm not sure what city you're in, the person who sent this in or typed this or sent this to us, but wherever you are living, you can contact the Bar Association to get you legal assistance. And by all means, if you go to your doctor's office and they are not helping, you need to go to the emergency room. You need to go somewhere and let someone take a look at that, because eyes are so important. And, of course, there are some other things that I would love to talk to you about. And if you want to talk to me, just please feel free to drop me a line. And you can drop me a line at www.sharon@enjoylife.inc. That's the letter NJOYLIFEINC.com. SharonEnjoyLifeInc.com. Dr. Lake, those are some of the things that I suggest. What are some things that you suggest?
And I think every city has an advocacy center or advocacy support, someone that will take up a cause or a case or to speak on somebody's behalf. Those are also important. You can look those up in your city's directory, advocacy centers. And I would also, go to, other doctors and get a second opinion. You got to deal with the illness or the infection. So I'd go to another certified doctor and make sure that I can get that thing squared away and corrected.
Absolutely. And also you can ask for their educational credentials. Find out. You should be able to find that information out when you call in. And the reason I say that is because if they don't have the credentials to practice, if they didn't have the credentials to do the surgery, that could be a possible lawsuit. Absolutely. And I don't like to push lawsuits, but when you've been injured, when you contracted some type of infection, and the infection, especially if it's possibly bacterial infection, you should be able to contact an attorney so that that issue can be resolved. But like, if it's affecting your eyes, so that you can see room, don't wait on the doctor. Go to the emergency room and get yourself seen about. And the last thing that I wanted to suggest, contact your media. Contact the media. There are a lot of news stations now that have people who are specifically their specific job is to do whistleblower segments, meaning that if you've been hurt, you've been harmed, you've been taken advantage of, someone's taking your money, they will go to bat for you as well. Because if someone's doing that to you, they possibly could be doing it to someone else. And the media, lots of times local media companies don't like that. So if you have a local media company like we do, you can call and let them know, hey, this is what happened to me. Can you help me? So you have different levels of recourses. Anything else, Dr. Lake, in regards to that? Those are practically basically all the ones that I know, the things that I know, advice that I can give. Anything else? You think we missed anything? I don't think
we did. No, like I was trying to think of other things, but I think we've covered them. That's a good start,
oh, yeah.
I tell you that.
That is a good start. And again, I'm going to go through those again. One, first, find out about their educational level and whatnot. But get your eyes seen about first. That's more important. Get your eyes seen about. Even if, like Dr. Late said, you have to go get a second opinion, go to another doctor, get it in writing. Get in writing what is happening to your eye, what has happened. Find out as much as you can about what you used on your eye, the type of surgical procedure. Find out as much as you can if you had any liquids or anything like that put in your eye. Find out as much as you can about what was used. And then also find out from a lawyer referral agency, what you can do. Contact your media and just make sure that your eye is taken care of, okay? And, of course, if you have any other questions, please feel free to let us know. But, listen, oh, my goodness, Dr. Lake, I didn't realize we were supposed to be in out of time. I had one other thing I wanted to talk about, but we're going to have to let that wait till the next show. I mentioned to you that for those of you who are involved in customer service, you need to know how to keep up with your clients and keep up with what they're saying, what they're doing. And there is something I want to talk to you about, and I'll try to remember to talk to you about it next week. It's really sweet. I've had an opportunity to use them before, and I like them a lot. They're called CRMs, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what CRMs on our next show. But Dr. Lake, that's it. We're done. Our time has run completely out. It has run completely out. It went by so fast. You have anything you want to say to our listeners before we end this show today, especially in regards to being careful about your doctors and medical doctors? Anything you want to advise our listeners today?
Stay informed, ask questions, and get second opinions.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, my daddy used to tell me, too, when I was starting my business, hey, you know what, sweetie, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And in the case of this question that we had to come in, what advice would we give? You got to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are that know how to handle your situation. So all of those people we suggested you contact them because they will know what to do. And thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the Marketing Pulpit with me and my co-host. We just thank you so much, and we hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. This is Sharon.